I focus on a number of different issues, and I would say that one of the main priorities right now, and this is in keeping with my current report, is that the UN and other international organizations follow the same principles that we expect of states. And in particular, that means providing access to information within the UN system. So UN radio is excellent, UN TV, DPI generally, but there needs to be ways to allow people to have freedom of information so that they can access the actual workings of the system. I think for me, that's probably the main challenge I want to talk about today. But I think the other challenge is that resolutions of the General Assembly and of the Human Rights Council have increasingly acknowledged the importance of rights to freedom of expression, and yet we don't see implementation on the ground. And so I think that's a real major challenge and a priority for me, as to how do we move from, you know, the normative, positive elements to actual practice and compliance.
Are there specific concerns related to a particular media?
Sure. Now, I mean, I could take that question in a number of ways, right? So one is online media. And so, of course, online media is under significant threat. Around the world, governments criminalize people criminalize subjects for when people report on certain issues, or when they criticize government, distribute quote-unquote false news. So there are a lot of threats to digital media in particular, but I wouldn't limit it to digital media. I think we see politicians, senior leaders around the world denigrating the media and the role of a free press, and I'm really concerned that that's going to have a long-term negative impact on freedom of expression worldwide.
So in your opinion, it's not only an issue of media, but also a responsibility of politicians or people who are in public sphere and communicate and are not aware of the importance of freedom of expression.
Yeah, I mean, it's clear to me that most of the efforts to criticize the press are knowing, willful efforts by leaders to make people doubt the truth of what they're reading in the newspaper or what they're hearing on the radio or seeing on TV. That is a real deep problem. I'm not sure exactly how to explain it better, but it's certainly clear that the governments are trying their best to undermine the free press.
And what about freedom of expression in an international panorama is interpreted in a different way in different states? What do you think about that? How do you interpret these differences?
I actually think there's less dividing countries than there is uniting them, right? So countries are bound by Article 19 of the Universal Declaration of Human Rights or the International Covenant on Civil and Political Rights, the ICCPR. And that provides that everyone has the right to seek, receive, and impart information and ideas of all kinds, regardless of frontiers and through any media. So that is a basic standard. It's a universal standard. It is seen as a fundamental right. It's a right that is essential to the enjoyment of all other rights. So, you know, I think that there's this perception that the U.S. somehow treats it in a more fundamental way than other places, and I don't think that's true. I think that as a matter of human rights law, it absolutely is an essential and fundamental right that all states are obligated to uphold.
What about the relationship with some states where freedom of expression have never been applied in the same way as in the U.S. And sometimes also against human rights?
Yeah, that's something that's unfortunate. In fact, my colleague, the Special Rapporteur on Freedom of Religious Belief, will talk about the issue of blasphemy laws, right? So blasphemy laws have been around for centuries, and they're deeply problematic because, for one thing, they're attacking a person's beliefs and their expression, but they're also, in practice, used to criminalize the expression of minority groups, by and large. And that's a deep problem. So what we're trying to do, I think, is to move states to meet their obligations under human rights law, even if they've had certain laws in place for many, many years.